Welcome to another edition of the Go Knows podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is August 8th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Episode number 250. Time flies. You know, every time I reach one of these milestones, I try to say a little something about the podcast. This episode right here is actually number 251. 250 was yesterday, which is doing pretty good as far as views on YouTube. Like I said, I don't, when I do these episodes, I don't even look at it as like work. It's just something fun to do, man. It's just, you know, I really enjoy doing it. So that's it. I'm just surprised anybody listens. That's I never thought anybody would listen. You know, I started it just to voice my opinion about the program. And you know, it's doing okay. Nothing major. It's doing okay. And, you know, I appreciate everyone that listens. I appreciate everyone that takes time out of their day to listen to my monotone voice. So, thank you for listening. And I'm going to continue doing it until, you know, I get tired of doing it. And I haven't even come close to that yet. So we powering on to 300, man. I have another one of these little, you know, milestone, reflection, whatever you want to call it, when we hit 300. So let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment. Do you watch movies and think it could happen in real life? Not really, but you know what I've been trying to do lately, and this is going to sound weird, but what I've been trying to do lately is like when I have a dream, I try to take control of the dream, and I've never been able to do it. Like yesterday, I was with three people that I played high school football with, and just this dude who I've just made up in my imagination or just for this dream, he tried to kill one of them, and we beat him up, man. We, some handcuffs, some brand new handcuffs still in the box, just appeared out of nowhere, and I handcuffed the dude. And we was trying to get him out the building. And it was like we were in a, I don't know, it was like a Barbie, like warehouse sale or something. I don't know. And the lady was kept telling us, you can't go out that way, I have up decorations. She like had wallpaper over the exits. And I was like, man, lady, this dude tried to kill someone. And you know, where I'm trying to call the police. Then that was like the end of the dream. The some of the earlier part of the dream was like, we were trying to play for a state championship, and somehow, I want to say COVID-19, they were saying we couldn't play because of COVID-19 or something, and it was all broken up. And then I woke up, and then it was like, well, couldn't take control of that one. So, but so and I tell that story because movies are like dreams, and nah, I don't think most of this stuff can happen in real life. Now they do documentaries or biographies on people and stuff, but the majority of your movies are fictional. So nah, I don't think that could happen, but you know, who knows? Hell, they might figure out some way to make somebody have all of Superman's strengths and none of his weaknesses. They might figure that out one day. Or hell, they might make someone be able to run at the speed of light. I don't know. We'll see. Let me know what you think about that segment. All right, Florida State stuff. Can Joshua Kando boost his pro stock? Yeah, he can. The question is, will he? Now, he was playing pretty well before he had got hurt in the Virginia game. He's playing pretty well at outside linebacker. He was coming on, man. Then he got hurt. And now they're switching the defense to a conventional, you know, four down lineman. I expect him to do well in that. I mean, he was a 5-star recruit. He hasn't been a 5-star that we all wanted him to be, but he's still a good player. And if he can come out and get 10 or more sacks, he's going to go in the first round. I mean, 6'8", almost 270 pounds. Yeah, he's going to go in the first round if he goes and has a good year. Even if he doesn't have a good year, if he goes to the combine and shows out, he's going to get drafted, you know, second or third round, just based on his size. And if he runs a good 40 time, hey, man, yo, he's definitely going to get drafted. So, you know, Kando is just one of those rare players, man. Huge player that can play football. I mean, it's rare that you see a guy that's, you know, 6'8", 270 and can play. I mean, I think of somebody like Julius Peppers, who was like 6'7", 6'8", and was just a beast. And, you know, he's not Julius Peppers, but I think he can be like a shade up under that if he really apply himself. So let me know what you think about that, man. Can Joshua Kando boost his draft stock? Will Asante Samuel get drafted? That's the name of the next segment. I don't know, man. Undersized corner. And like I said, when you are a undersized player, you have to have Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown type skills. And for him, this is going to be from the cornerback position. You have to be able to just run like a gazelle, man, and be able to jump and have great agility. You got to have all of that. And, you know, everybody wants to say he's good. I've never said that he's good, but former 4-star recruit, 5'9", 5'9" and a half, probably 180 pounds now. I'm looking at his high school stuff. He's 166 in high school. Son of Asante Samuel, New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles, great. He's 184 now. We'll see, man. I think he's probably going to be the starter opposite Miko Dotson, and he's probably going to see a lot of action. So we're going to find out real quick what Asante Samuel is made of. I mean, his first 2 years on campus, I haven't been impressed. Okay. I think he's better than Levante Taylor. I think he's better than Stanford Samuels III, but that doesn't mean he's going to get drafted. Especially when you've got, a history of getting burnt. And I mean, the pressure's going to be on. You've got Travis Jay and Akeem Dent playing behind you. And those guys, you can't keep those guys on the bench. They're going to play. They're going to play, man. Because I'm going to tell you, Akeem Dent is a player. He just couldn't make, for whatever reason, he would be right there to make the play, and he just couldn't make it. But getting in position to make the play, he was there. I mean, he could have had easy 6 or 7 picks last year, but he just couldn't put his hands in the right position to catch the ball. And you know, you guys know how I feel about Travis Jay. He might be the best athlete on the team. But the original question was, will Asante Samuel get drafted? I think he will, just because who his father is. I don't think, if anybody is going to draft him, it's going to be the New England Patriots. If he has a bad year and he goes to the draft, he's probably going to be like a 5th, 6th, or 7th rounder. I don't see him going 1 through 4 just because he has a history of getting burnt. Now, if he comes out there and he has like a 5, 6 pick year and, rarely gets burnt, then I can see him potentially going in the 3rd round. But, and then it would depend on his 40 time. If he goes out there and runs like a 4.42, then he might go in the 2nd round. I don't think he's a 1st round talent. I'm not hating on the dude. I'm a diehard Florida State fan. I'm pulling for this guy. I want him to play well. But, I try to be honest also. I think he will get drafted, though. I really do. So let me know what you think about that segment. All right. And moving on. To the last segment of this podcast. 5-star. 5-star recruits Florida State has missed on. There's been a lot. From 2000, the year 2000 to 2017, Florida State had 56 5-stars. That's the most during that time span. And you would think we would have more national championships. From the year 2018 until now, Georgia has had the most 5-star recruits. with Clemson being number two, and you've seen what Clemson has done, but they've got great coaching. So, we've missed on a lot, man. Lorenzo Booker is one. Fred Rouse, Adrian McPherson is another guy that I can think of. Stanford Samuels, Levante Taylor. So it's just crazy to me. You know, obviously those types of players were great players when they came out, and they just come to Florida State and they just don't develop. So I think that's more coaching than the player not being good, in my opinion. You know, I don't get fascinated by stars, like the actual ranking, because we've had some no stars come into Florida State and do very well. So I don't get fixated on stars. It's just, you know, I think this, when you rate a player high as far as stars, they come in and they're not as hungry as a player with no stars. You know, Boise State has built a program off of, you know, no stars, one stars, two stars, and three stars. You know, they've gained national recognition with those type of hungry players. And I would rather have a bunch of those guys that's going to come out and fight every week than a bunch of five stars that's going to be complacent. I think Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State are like the hallmark programs that can get the most out of talent, of elite talent. You know, that's the one thing I admire about those programs. They get the most out of elite talent. And I wish that Florida State could get to that point or back to that point. We were at that point a long time ago, but hopefully this coach that we have now can get us there. So that's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.